Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I'm giving you a couple of scriptures, and I hope you write these down. Matthew 4:19. We're just going to go through a couple of scriptures, and I'll be done. Matthew 4:19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. If you are not fishing for men, you're not following Christ. That is probably the easiest scripture to understand. He said, if you're following me, you're going to be fishing for men. Are you fishing for men? You have to ask yourself that question. Is it a priority in your life when you're going through the day that you're going to let your light shine to direct people to Christ? Or are you busy? Are you comfortable? You don't want to be bothered with anyone. This is a question for you. If you're following him, he said, I will make you fishers of men. I know, you know, I'm just so crazy, you know, just hung up on soul winning because it is the only thing he told us to do. Because, you know, he said he's going to make us fishermen. Let's keep going. Let's look at Luke 19:10. This is what he says here. Luke 19:10. Listen to this one. Luke 19:10. It says, for the Son of Man, that's Jesus Christ, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Whenever you're seeking for something, you ever lose something and you're going through the house and you're looking for it? Anybody done that? You're looking for it hard. Your main priority is to find what you lost. That is the attitude he wants us to take here. That he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And that's what we need to do. 1 Timothy 1:15. 1 Timothy, I hope you're writing these down. 1 Timothy 1:15. It says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Wow. That was somebody recognizing what was going on, that they were a sinner and that Jesus Christ came for the purpose of saving them. And if he did that, that's what we need to do. Wow. I got plenty. I'll keep going. I got a couple, two more I like to read here. Luke chapter 5, that in the same chapter where we're at, 31 to 32. Luke chapter 5, verse 31 to 32. That's where we're reading. And Jesus answering and said unto them, well, if you read, go before this, he was the Pharisees, the doctors, the teachers. They start asking Jesus these questions. And boy, look at the response he gives them here. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Wow, goodness gracious. And Mark 16:15 says, and he said unto them, Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Wow. That was Mark 15:16. He told them to go into the world and preach to every creature. So the title was Let's Go Fishing. I chose that title just because it says let's go because Jesus is going to go with you. And the key is go. Whenever you look at what Christ is telling us to do, it's always to go. He's always telling us to go, not to sit. He's always telling us to go. He said, will there be anyone that will go for me?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.